Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And Kirby Smart going to be popping on here in just a second. Nice enough to leave practice and stop by and chat with us. Running the premier program in college football and getting ready, right? Getting ready. Look good. You look rested.
Oh, yes. Well rested.
You feel rested?
You got two guys like that just walked out of here.
They're impressive.
It makes things easier.
You should be so lucky to coach kids like that all the time, right?
Those two are the fun ones, man. They're fun to coach.
What is the most important thing for you to do to have you ready for a season when we talk about the off season? And is it just being a dad? I know you spent, 5-6 days in Mississippi watching Andrew, or, you know, being a little league dad or a sports dad? Like, what's the most important thing for you to get yourself where you need to be?
To get ready for the season?
Yeah, for last 2 days. I mean, what does the summer need to be leading into it?
To get ready for the season, I got to watch a lot of cut-ups and get ready for all the stuff for camp. But if you're talking about just like –
mentally,
peace of mind.
Yes.
It's family time. It's getting to go to the lake, hang out with the kids, go on the boat. I got two that are getting ready to be seniors, so that was like our last summer with them because they'll be headed to college right now next year.
Yeah,
and wow. So it's just different. You know, you're different every summer. Something's different.
How are you at a tournament? Are you relaxed? Do you get nervous? Especially when your kid's pitching. I've heard people say watching your kid pitch in a big tournament is as nerve-wracking as anything you could ever go through.
The pitching's hard, but he didn't pitch this year. He had a little shoulder issue, so he had some
But in the past.
Pain. In the past, yeah. It's nerve-wracking. Quarterback, I mean, the quarterback slash pitcher is like there's nobody that can really help you. I mean, you know, O-line can help you at quarterback, but when you're pitching, man, that thing's lonely out there. Tennis too. I got one in tennis, so
I know
tennis is
that's
just like
the ultimate.
Pitching.
No, that's the ultimate.
That first serve don't go in. You're hanging on. You're hanging on that second serve. Like, please go in.
Did they leave you alone? Fans leave you alone when you're out there watching your kids?
Not always. Yeah. It seems to have gotten worse the last couple of years, but they try to be polite and be like, I know you're watching your son, but, and I'm like, okay, between innings or between sets or whatever. But
it's hard. Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of them also respect it because they know that I'm there to watch my kid.
Is it easier in Athens?
It's way easier.
I was gonna say.
I get less. We go out to eat a lot here, and
I feel like that's one of the beauties of Athens. Is you guys, you may be running the number one program in America, top program, but when you guys are in your bubble, can we say a little bit? You don't hear what Steak's saying back in Atlanta, and you don't hear about all the Nash, what Feinbaum's getting into, right?
But I don't hear anything regardless of where I am. The issue is if you go to an airport or you go to an event outside of Athens, it's I guess people don't see you as often, so they want to come over and speak. But here, I mean, it's usually people out of town like, oh, our kids are coming to UGA. They want to come over. But if it's Athens people, we see each other so much and we're out so much that there's not a lot of fanfare for that.
Kirby Smart with us live here at the Grindhouse.
Who put that fan up for y'all? Did y'all get that fan for Rusty? Is that like?
You know, he's quite the diva, and he rolls in here like the mayor. So we gotta.
We don't get fans at our practices like that.
You're practicing at 2:30 today.
1 o'clock team meeting, so I guess that's about right. 2:45, 2:30.
So you want him in the heat? You want him to feel all this, right?
Absolutely.
Because
we play in it,
right?
We got 3:30 kicks. So like, you know, when you train in the North Atlantic. If you play in the North Atlantic, you need to train in the North Atlantic. That's what Nick used to say. He used to kill me. I was like, I don't know where the North Atlantic is, but wherever that is, wherever we play, we should train, and that's where we're going
to
play.
So take me back to your first day for – I don't know who your position coach was at the time. You're a freshman. You show up here. What do you remember about it? What was the deal with dorms and everything else? What do you remember about showing up here for – who was it, Coach Dooley?
Well, mine was Coach Goff.
For Ray Goff, yeah.
It was different because you didn't as a freshman, you did not train all summer. When you reported for as a freshman, it was like August. And you went to the first meeting in the first conditioning test you had to do without having worked out. So we had to do like 12 200s, and you had to make them in a certain time. And I just remember going out on the track and being like, I didn't sign up for this. Like I'm out on this track running 12 200s, and I got to make a certain time. And I've got Bryce Hunter, Jeffrey Thomas, Hassan Graham. I'm running next to all these wideouts, and I'm like, oh, my God.
They're just cruising.
Oh, they're rolling. They're rolling. They're making it easy. You know, Joe.
So what are you doing in the off season? Your dad wasn't coaching.
Well, I was a high school player, and uniquely, I did come. I played in the Georgia-Florida game, which was a big game back in the day in June, and then I came straight here. I was the only freshman that came early. So I did get to, but all my teammates didn't, and it was rare that a freshman came in the summer, more or less mid-year. So your freshman really came in behind the eight ball. It was hard. We got hazed back in the day, and you know, that's a big stink now. You can't do that. You don't touch anybody. You don't do anything. And it was
Knew your place though.
Oh yeah, you were put in your place.
Was there one guy you remember that was? Because it's like being in a fraternity. You're like, I don't remember what you're like, because I'll be in a fraternity too eventually. Yeah. I get through this pledging. Was there one or two guys?
It was Zaire.
Zaire.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Marietta kid.
Yeah, they were hard on us. That's Muschamp, Whit Marshall, all those guys, man. It was like, you know, you had to carry the tray. You had to get your head shaved. You had to.
Oh, yeah.
You left your tray out when you had
that
fruit
through?
Punch.
Head shaved. Oh, yeah.
They used to put hot sauce in my fruit punch. And I was like, so you'd walk away, come back, and you'd be like, and they'd all be looking at you.
Right.
That's just down the whole thing, you know.
Who was your position coach at that time?
I had two. I had Steve Dennis the first, and then when Jim Donnan came, I had Greg Williams. And so I've been through a couple position coaches.
Is that the Greg Williams?
No, it's a different.
Gotcha.
It's a different Greg Williams.
Gotcha.
But it's one of those that if you're not good, you have a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
Did you get him fired?
That's right.
Kirby Smart is with us. He ended up being a sports talk show host, Ray Goff, which is not where you would think. He worked for us at 790 The Zone. Him and Matt Stewart, right?
That's
wow.
Right.
They
that's
had
right.
A show
yeah.
together.
That's way back.
And he would never call me by my name. Hey, Snake, how you doing? And I go, no, it's Steak. Okay, Snake. Like,
wouldn't much you could do about it. He's 6'4" and all SEC player. He also got into Zaxby's and did well.
Oh, he did very well. Him and Chuck Dowdle.
That's right.
Nice combo.
Speaking of coaches, some of the moves that were made at Georgia on the football staff in the offseason maybe go unnoticed, but talk about guys like John Lilly, Phil Rauscher, who were brought in to really kind of help out the run game and the offense, guys like Ty Hatcher, what kind of impact that they're going to have this season.
Yeah, I'm excited about those guys. I wouldn't say they were brought in to help out with the run game because there's not a lot of creative run game in the NFL.
Yeah.
Run game is pretty vanilla across the board. They don't have their players as long. They also have to do it really quick. Like, they get a free agent. They got to be ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
We brought those guys in, number one, because they were available. Number two, Lily has a history with our staff and knows them well. And then Phil has been a lot of places, knows a lot of different technique and mm-hmm. things. It's really more about pass pro with him because
nice. –
he's done a bunch of it. Ty is a guy that's from the state. His dad's from the state. Gave me my first job. We've brought some guys in on defense. Bob, Bryson Allen Williams, who we recruited. Jaden Hunter, who's a legacy and played here. So there's a lot of energy with those guys, enthusiasm, new ideas. But at the end of the day, they're Georgia people to me. They're bought into our culture, and they're going to make us better. They get a lot of individual time with our players. When you got 130 guys and you're trying to divide up Indy, it's nice to have extra coaches.
Kirby Smart with us live in Athens. It's dog day on the steakhouse. What do you know about Gunnar Stockton that the average guy driving around Atlanta doesn't, which makes you feel good? I know you like all your quarterbacks, but let's just talk about Gunnar. What do you know about him that we don't, that we'll discover as this year plays out?
I love his work ethic. I love his dedication and, like, passion to film study. He takes notes every day. Like, the detail matters to him. And he doesn't get real emotional, high and low. He's not like one of these people that's up and down. He messes something up, he keeps it moving. I just love his competitive toughness. You know, he may not be 6'4", and people say he doesn't have a great arm strength. He's got really good arm strength. But I love the way he goes about his business.
What does great film work mean? Do you have to coach a kid about, you know, whatever high school was, this is how – are you looking at – obviously the next opponent? Are you looking at practice tape? How do you coach a kid that's a quarterback about film work?
Well, it depends on what part of the season is. Right now, we're self-scouting, right? We're trying to put in our install, and he's trying to understand what my options are, what the split of the receivers would be, what the protection is, who the mic point is. But when it gets to the game, it's going to be studying that defense. So he's not really studying defenses right now. He's doing install. But there'll come a point in time he has a regimen. He comes in on Sunday and watches two games. He comes in on Monday, he studies first and second down. Comes in on Tuesday, he sees third down, red area, special situations, 2 minute. So he has a protocol he goes through, and he's really religious with that. Like, he feels comfortable doing that. And, not, you know, not every quarter. Some quarterbacks will say they do that, but right. They really won't. Like, he'll do it.
Did he bring that in with him, or did he start that along the way? Did he always do that?
Well, I don't know exactly what he always did, because I don't know what he did in his high school protocol. Right. But most guys don't have the same access to film. It's not as convenient to you. It's not cut up. They don't have the same manpower we do in terms of, you want to watch every time they've run this blitz? Here it is. You want to watch every time this guy has done this corner pressed? Okay, here he is. I can give him a cut up of whatever he wants. So he has, as he's grown, he's become a better film study guy. And most people are that way. You know, you grow as you do it.
Let's talk about the third phase, special teams. You guys have put a big emphasis on that aspect of the game. A lot of preseason accolades for that group as well. Peyton Woodring, Brett Thorson, Zachariah Branch, even the long snapper getting first-team all-SEC preseason love. How are you expecting that unit to perform this season?
What's the
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Most experienced part of our team, so we have to rely on that to be a huge benefit for us. I'm really excited about Branch and really the other guys, Sokovi and Talon Taylor. A lot of those guys, Landon, have returned in high school. So we'll have a really good competition to decide who our kickoff returner is, who our punt returner is. But the two specialists that actually, you know, kick the ball and punt the ball, they're going to be very experienced. So we have to use that because we don't have experience in a lot of areas. We do there. Bo is the best snapper in the country to me, and he has the experience to do it. That gives you good, quiet confidence. We've got to be better in our kickoff coverage unit. We got hurt a little bit last year late in the year, but we certainly got the people to do it. We've got great – we got kids that love doing special teams because Kirk Benedict sells the hell out of that.
Right. Yeah. He loves it. Kirk's a phenomenal special teams coordinator. How does that play into your strategy going into a game in those special situational football moments where it's third and short, you could go for a long field goal, or you might want your punter to go out there and pin those guys deep and rely on your defense?
Yeah, it gives me a lot of confidence because it's like, okay, you got to have confidence in your short yardage offense or you got to have confidence in your kicker.
Yeah.
And you can have both. And it makes it a hard decision because if you don't show confidence, like last year, we had a lot of fourth and goal situations. We went for it, and we got most of them. We had some fourth and shorts that we went through and we didn't get that I could have gotten 3 points because I know Peyton would have hit it. So it's always an analytics game and kind of trusting those guys to make the kicks. Of course, Thorson's coming off injury and trying to get him healthy and have a healthy competition between him and Drew.
Kirby Smart with us live in Athens. When you guys at receiver have as many drops as last year, right? Which, I mean, you're pretty good on the sideline about not giving that grimace or like, how did we drop that or whatever. You're trying to not, you know, be a meme for anybody, right? But you yelling at a kid ain't going to make him catch better, right?
No.
In practice. Or like, what is that that happens? Is it a momentum thing? Does it start to get in people's heads? I know you went and got a bunch of guys, freshmen and portal guys. But when you see something like that, how do you combat it? What do you talk about You know,
yeah, you try to help them. I mean, there's a lot of times that's just mental and technical. You can have both, and we try to help them both ways. I mean, the biggest thing is getting confidence in practice so that you can have confidence in games. You get confidence by your habits, right? So if you have a lot of contested catches, a lot of jugs catches, and you've earned the right to have confidence, you tend to play with confidence. So we have to do a better job of that, putting them in situations and allow them to relax and go play and not put so much pressure on themselves, which I think last year that's a cumulative effect of like, oh, God, it's going
to
happen.
But why did you guys – you didn't do that to them necessarily.
No, but I think they did it to themselves.
Right.
I mean, you can get in your own head.
Yeah,
for sure. Hitters do it. Pitchers do it.
Especially when you're on the road in Tuscaloosa and Austin and
– regardless of where it is, I think it's that way. But it's something we got to work really hard on with the guys to gain confidence.
John Parker Wilson, who I play with, he always used to tell me that Coach Saban said, always palms down, never palms up, saying, what's going on? Always palms down to just calm everybody down and get him into those situations.
Coach, I know you're about to roll out of here. A quick question. Y'all may have answered this or he may have asked him. What do you look for when you a quarterback recruiting? What do you look for in a quarterback? That's the question I get. I quit trying to evaluate things years ago. What do you look for when you have to sign off on a kid? We want to bring that guy to Georgia. What's those key intangibles for you?
I stay away from the stats because it can be so misleading what league
Correct.
They play in.
100%.
But TD to interception is really big in college. So if you're looking at a kid in the portal, how is his TD to interceptions? What is his completion rate? If you're not completing passes,
Accuracy.
Guess what? You're not going to do that in college either. And then decision-making is the biggest one, is can they make right decisions in critical moments? Because that's what defines your game. And you're like, well, how do you measure that in high school? You watch the game film. You go say, can he handle the pressure it's going to take? Can he stand in the pocket? Can he create mobility? Because nowadays, you can't have a perfect pocket. We're not going to go back there and just stand there for 4 seconds and pat the ball in the SEC. You're going to have to be creative on the run, and you need guys that can do that.
Worst nightmare when a quarterback takes off running against man coverage and everybody's run off?
Scary for the defense. Yeah. I mean, you better have somebody assigned to him, or you better have somebody athletically like a Jalen Walker that can run him down. So you're wanting speed on the field that can chase him down if he breaks out of there. But it certainly helps when you got one with wheels.
Can I just say one quick thing about giving props? The perfect score, what was it, 48? Who had it? The ACT score?
36
is that what it is now?
Yeah.
Tells me how much you know about your standardized test.
Well, exactly. I wasn't even close.
He took it three times.
I was getting SATs. We were out of 800. So that's your – is that Western
My
got that?
My oldest son, yeah. He did a great job.
Dude, that is –
That's
Where's
incredible.
That coming from? Grandparents or school teachers? And
I don't
you're
know,
pretty
man.
Well-read guy.
Must be mom.
Think about that for a second.
It's pretty strong.
That's literally less than 1%.
Yeah.
That is a less than 1%.
How proud are you, as much as everything else, to have a young man that has a perfect score?
Well, I'm proud of all three of them equally. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's really strong in his own right, and that's something he's proud of. He works really hard on that. He read a lot of books growing up, I can promise you
he
that.
He did. You're a big reader?
Not a big reader. So that's why it didn't come from me.
Do you have anybody you read or any leadership class or guys that you followed over the years?
I do a lot more of reading of coaches and kind of copy and plagiarizing what they say and do, but less reading probably.
You have a favorite kid every so often, depending on what time of year?
Favorite kid?
Yeah, well, how people
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Because we say sometimes,
I don't play the
depending
favorite.
On time of year, one kid is acting out.
It's usually based on behavior, but that's not seasonal.
So Julia runs cross country.
Yep.
Weston plays tennis. And Andrew does a little bit of everything.
Yep.
So you got the Olympic sport gauntlet in your house.
Got them all busy doing it now, and they love it. Thank God them older two can drive, so we don't have to take them everywhere.
Yeah, a little less carpool. Right?
Camp has started. I'm assuming the golf clubs have been put up. What was your most memorable round? Did you make a hole-in-one this offseason? Tell us something about the golf game.
I think it was Eagle Point. We went to North Carolina, Wilmington, to a really cool course with a group of guys, and that was my best trip because I played my best round, obviously, and it was kind of came from out of the unknown. I shot a low 80s, and that was a big round for me to play with some guys that were good golfers and shoot that. When I play with these billy goats, these little piggies, I don't play as good.
The rumor on the street.
The level of my competition.
The rumor on the street is you lost a case of balls on Monday. That's just a rumor on the street.
Did you have a bad Monday?
Quick.
Did you have a bad Monday?
I lost more than a case of balls. But you know what? I know how to drive a golf cart.
Oh, hey, man.
You know how to host people, too. You're a good host,
right? That's right.
Well, this is your 10th year at Georgia. What's the most fun thing about what you get to do? Because all we hear about is what's not fun. Portal's not fun.
Yeah.
Salary cap's not fun. Dealing with kids flipping and all that.
Yeah.
What's the most fun thing about what you get to do?
Being on the grass. I mean, being on the grass.
This
the
is
players,
your time, right?
Man. It's like I get to go be on the grass. We don't have school going on. There's not the conflict of interest. So it's like all ball all day right now. It's fun.
You know, Pollock said it yesterday. Kirby, he said Kirby would not have recruited Pollock. I don't think Kirby would have recruited me ever either. I would have been begging. But
that's true. That's not true.
It's just so fun to see the talent that you guys have accumulated on that field and the energy that those players have. And, I mean, this is the best time of year. There's no question about it.
No question. They get to really grind and live together. It's like old school. It's the only time it's old school. They live in a hotel right now together. Well, that's how we were in camp.
Yeah.
We all were in one dorm together. So they're all together in one hotel room, living next door to each other and eating every day together with no one here.
I like that. So that's, no distraction.
That's right.
What'd you say? All ball?
All ball. All. On the grass, all ball. I love it.
That's going to be when you write his biography, Rusty, right? That's
the
name.
All that.
ChatGPT.
Hey, we really appreciate you coming
by. Y'all, man. Appreciate y'all being here.
Kirby Smart coming to his 10th season at the University of Georgia.
Did you ask him about those five tickets you need for Texas?
Yeah, well, I was going to say
Alabama. Better hit KJ and Drew Bobo up. I'm busy.
All right. We'll see you.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Coach.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.